Is the star of the show tonight. 32 disposals was Darcy Parrish. Darcy, congratulations. That was some sort of finish from you and your team.
Yeah, it was bloody awesome. Truck put it to us this week, and we haven't started the year like we know we could have. And, it was just to get back to our flair and bring that excitement footy that we're so used to seeing from us guys, and stop overthinking it, just play to our strengths and, connect as one. And super proud of all the boys' efforts tonight. We all stood up, had big moments throughout the game, even the young guys, and it's just great to cap it off with a win like that.
Darce, congratulations on a great performance, and you can see the excitement and a little bit of relief when that final siren went, and the embrace and just the enjoyment of getting over the line. A little bit brought, like, tell me about the change. How did that change? Pretty much three quarters of slow styled football. The last quarter, it just felt like the shackles were off and everything was going really well for you. Why the change, and why the sudden change in your style?
I was just getting back to our flair, like I touched on. It felt like throughout the whole night it was going to happen, but it just wasn't clicking. And then that last quarter, it just clicked and didn't want it to end, really. It was bloody fun, and the crowd, the atmosphere was unbelievable. So hopefully, some massive benefits and growth in the game tonight, and hopefully we can continue to build on this, which is awesome.
What did Truck say to you guys at three-quarter time? You're down by roughly 15 points. You were playing okay in that third quarter without putting the scoreboard pressure on. And then you kick 8-1 in the last. Was there something specific about your style of play that you identified that had to change to give yourselves a chance?
He just told us to keep being brave. That was the message in tonight, just to be brave and just to back what we're putting out, and just to keep playing to our strengths. And like I said, it bloody clicked in that last quarter, and it was great fun to be out there. But the message has been real clear throughout the night, and it was just a matter of time before it clicked, I felt.
Tell us about kicking the ball in the vicinity of Peter Wright. He's got a unique skill set given his height and his ability to launch at the football, but probably more importantly than anything, Darce, he finishes off his good work. What's it like kicking to him when you know he's either on the lead or he's got dangerous space?
Oh, it's bloody nice. He makes your kicks look nice at times, that's for sure. Even when he gets a jump and run at it, he's pretty hard to stop. But like you said, he finishes his work, and it's just a credit to all the work he's been putting in throughout the summer, throughout the weeks. So, it's all paying off for him, and it's great to see.
Tell us about the week of Dylan Shuler. A lot said externally, and we know the conversation about getting dropped and coming back and playing and all that sort of stuff. What's his mindset like? And you know, I guess initially, what's your take on his performance tonight?
He's been great. He responded really well, took the feedback on board, and he knew he wasn't performing at the level that he knew he could. And tonight he had some massive D1 efforts, particularly in that last quarter, and that's the stuff he's working on. And but he's been a great leader around the place. His knowledge and I guess knowledge of the game has been great, and it's rubbing off on everyone. So he's a massive asset to us, and when he's up and running, he's a great player.
Do you see that during the game, Darce? Like in the last quarter, you're spot on. He had a couple of huge tackles in the last quarter to get turnovers and win the ball back. Do you see that in the moment, or is it more on reflection where you see these things that he needs to work on? It's been very open about playing both sides of the footy. Or do you need to see it, I guess, in after the game?
No, I picked up on their moments straight away, because I'm aware that they're the things he's working at. So we're bloody here to support him through that, like he will support me through my things that I'm working towards. So, and we value that stuff. So hopefully he can just keep bringing it and gets him more into the game. But, it's great to see.
Only because you mentioned it, what are you working on? What are the areas that the other guys are supporting you with?
I'm working still on my contest work, just trying to become an elite at that, and my spread away defensively and attack. And just keep improving in all aspects of the game.
The other one I want to ask you about, and then I'll hand it over to the other boys, is Nick Martin and the way he's come into this team in a short period of time. I thought he was exceptional again tonight, and particularly when the heat is on. Makes really good decisions and, you know, finishes off a lot of the really good work. Tell us about him, a little bit more about this guy.
Yeah, bloody what a find he is. AD will have the chest pumped out for sure finding him. But, just his work rate. He's a very quiet kid. He hasn't said boo to me.
Yep. Jakey.
He's been quiet and just going about his business. But his work rate is unbelievable for a first-year player. He's getting the rewards for it. So he just keeps putting in the work, keeps showing up for us, and, he's getting the rewards.
And this result tonight, Darcy, off the back of the week, or a couple of weeks of pressure on the Essendon Footy Club, and in the backdrop of, I think, in the end, it being seven changes coming into tonight's encounter, how much did that unsettle the group? How much did you have to change? And when did you find out that there would be five late changes?
Yeah, well, I waltz in a bit later than the usual guys here, so I got here pretty late, and they told me we got 6 or 7 changes, and I thought they were joking for a second, but yeah, it's just a credit to the boys that come in, played their role, and we just had great confidence that they were going to do that tonight, and yeah, credit to them, and yeah, we just got on with it.
Did that allow the shackles to come off just a little bit more, given that there was so much change to the side, just to play a little more naturally as we saw in that last quarter?
Yeah, possibly, but yeah, we're coming in tonight just wanting to play to our strengths, and yeah, just with that real flair like I touched on before, but yeah, it might have a little bit, but not too sure.
Before we let you go, how do you bottle that? How do you bottle that last 30-odd minutes of football and say, next week, that's exactly how we're going to start, opposed to go back into your shell and maybe what we've seen for the previous, you know, month or so?
Yeah, that's it. We've just got to continue to be brave with our footy, back each other up, stay connected out there, and, yeah, just enjoy it. I think it was so much fun that last quarter. I didn't want it to end, so hopefully we can just keep building off that. I guess talk about how it felt for everyone and, yeah, just keep building from it.
One last one from me, Darcy. Dale did steal my question because I've been salivating all night about young Martin, but Hobbs as well. There was a crucial period in that third quarter when it was pretty frantic. You had to stay in touch there heading towards three-quarter time, and you saw these two young guys, just their attack on the ball. It was almost like, just for a little period there, they were taking the team on their shoulder, and that's going to be impressive for you guys that have been around and established. We know what you guys are going to produce, but you're looking for that next layer to stand up when it counts.
Yeah, it's bloody great to watch. Young Hobbsy, his attack and his competitiveness, as soon as he walked in the club, has been shown, and just his willingness to learn. He's playing a forward role for us at the minute, which is quite difficult at times for a ball hunter like himself, but being able to read cues, support the attack, and yeah, I guess it's a skill running away from the ball, which is quite hard for a ball hunter coming out of the 18 system. So Absolute credit to him. He's put in the work in throughout the week, and yeah, the reward's coming for him also.
Great to check. Great insights. You can
appreciate
put the feet
it.
Up. 32 disposals, well played. Hopefully this is a real catalyst for the Bombers to build some momentum in the season. Well done.
Awesome, guys. Thanks, boys.
Darcy